Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you once again for tuning in to the Tony Burns Gospel Show. Hey, I got my special guest here, Miss Alicia. And the topic for today is talking about hidden secrets. Hidden secrets is our topic for today. So, hey, keep it locked right here on the Tony Burns Gospel Show. Don't you dare to sit down.
Don't dare to sit down. Keep it right here locked on the Tony Burns Gospel Show. We have a song of praise we want you to sing with us. Our God is awesome, and He's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody sing. Lord of all. You are God of all the earth.
You are God of all the earth.
Let all your people praise you.
Let all of your people praise.
And sing of your marvelous works.
And sing of your marvelous works.
Every knee will bow.
Every knee shall bow before you.
And every tongue will confess.
And every tongue will confess.
That you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We worship you and praise you. God, we come before your presence as humble as we know how, God. Lord God, we ask you to come in right now, Lord God. We ask you to touch, Lord God. We ask you to let your anointing fall so heavy, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that somebody be touched, Lord God. That somebody be healed, Lord God. That somebody be restored, God, today, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God. Yes. Lord God, let your anointing flow freely, Lord yes. God, over the internet, Lord God, in the rooms of people's houses, Lord God, in yes. Jesus' yes. mighty name, yes. Lord God. Oh, God, we just ask you to let them destroy yokes, Lord God.
Please,
Lord God, because we totally depend on you, Lord God. There's no one like you, God. There's none like you, God. And we lift you up and magnify your name because you said, enter, Lord God. Enter, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise, Lord God. And that's what we do right now, God. That's what we're doing, God. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless your name. Because you're worthy to be praised, yes. God. And we can never thank you enough. This is your show,
yes.
Lord God. This is your hour. Whenever you want to use us, Lord God, we're open vessels, Lord God. And we do that today, Lord God, and every day.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, we pray.
Amen.
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 All right.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get into this topic.
Yes, yes. And what's the topic today? We got the topic, hidden secrets.
Hidden secrets.
And it's talking about pretty much, you know, how when we're alone, we're by ourselves. Sometimes when you're alone and by yourself, you know, you tend to get into stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you tend to get into stuff. And when you're alone and by yourself, you begin to do things and it's like we know can't nobody see us, but we forget about that God sees everything and He sees everything. And we forget about that because the enemy got our minds blinded and having us to think that we're by ourselves. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go ahead. And what scripture you got with this?
I have a scripture, Proverbs 28:13.
Yes.
And it says, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion."
My Lord.
So it goes back to that old saying of what's done in the dark will come to the light.
Yes, you know it, don't you?
Yes.
That is so true.
And so that's what I get from it. What's done in the dark. I mean, because you can do it. We all do it.
Yes, we do.
We all do. Because I say all the time, I'll slip up and curse in a minute. But guess what? It's so weird because if I'm at church, I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in front of my elders, I won't do it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to tell myself, and that's something I'm working on, but I have to tell myself, if you're not doing it in church, you don't do it in front of your elders,
yes.
you don't do it here at work.
That's
why
good.
You do it when you're not around?
That's
you know
good.
What I mean?
That's good.
Because you don't think the Lord see. He hear your nasty mouth.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And that's my own vice that I deal with.
Yes.
I've been cussing since I was 3, so.
Oh, my God. Is it that long, really? Wow, how did Mama deal with that?
She didn't, because guess what? To me, Mama was my God.
Mm.
So I knew not to slip up and say that in front of Mom.
Because
she's a slut. See, unlike God, he has a little grace.
That's
God,
right.
It says the Lord is slow to anger.
Yeah.
Well, Norma Jean wasn't slow to anger.
Ooh.
She'd have slapped those teeth out of your mouth.
My Lord.
And
my
slapped
Lord.
You in your back to make you cough them up again and then swallow them again.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
She didn't play. You suffered that wrath immediately.
Ooh.
Well, God is grace.
Yes, he is.
You know.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Because if it was Old Testament God.
Ooh, man, we'd be in trouble. We'd be gone.
Where you want under the law, baby. Turn around if you want to.
I'm
turn
telling
to
you.
A pillow of salt. You know
oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But now, you know, we're under grace now. And, you know, you can hide it all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We do all kinds of things. The fornicating,
right.
the adultery.
That's right. We
you
do.
Know,
we do.
Theft.
We do.
Even if it's still an opinion, you
mm-hmm,
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's not yours.
That's right.
If you do it in secret when you don't think anybody's watching, God is always watching.
Always watching.
Always watching. So you can think you got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to pay for that. You're going to have to answer for that.
That's
right. I don't
like
that paper. But you're going to have to answer
for
that.
Because
I might have not saw you steal that ring. But guess
Ooh,
what? He saw.
He saw it. Yes, he did.
And what I see doesn't even matter.
That's right. Because
all I can do is put you in the penitentiary,
or
write you a ticket, or whatever.
Yes.
But to stand before God and say, yeah, I know you saw me steal that, you know, and
that's
you have
right.
to answer to him.
That's right.
That's a whole nother punishment.
That's right. That's right.
And we really shouldn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
And again, I know that's dealing in flesh, and he expects for us to sin, you know, because that's just, we were born into
that's
it.
That's right.
But he also expects for us to try to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not try. To come out
to
of that.
To come out of that.
You
yes.
know. When you live in sin, you're living for him. You're doing this. You're doing that for God. Are you really? You know. And that's
wow.
something we all have to answer ourselves. Are you really?
That's right.
Are you doing it for man? Because when you go to church, you're somebody different than you are than that person that goes to the club.
Oh, my God.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Because you know, we can't judge
nothing
one
wrong
another. Nobody can
I might
judge
go.
One.
You know what I mean? It's not about where you go. It's what is the scripture that says something about? It's not about, and I'm not good with quoting, but you
go
anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't let what they're doing affect you.
Mm-hmm.
You let what you're doing affect them.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You let
yes.
them see the God in you.
Yeah.
You don't go out there and get what they do with the devil in you. You don't backtrack.
And you know, but you know what though? Jesus hung out with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was down to earth, man.
I try to tell people that every time.
I really think we got it twisted. Because the church, everybody think, oh, you got to go into the church, and that's where it all is.
Right.
Man, how many times do you read Jesus preaches in the synagogue? How many
exactly.
times? You know what I'm saying?
Do you know I said that Sunday at church?
Quit playing.
I promise you, I said that Sunday. I said, we need to get up. Get out this building.
Yes.
And go out.
That's right.
Everybody in here supposedly is saved.
That's right.
You
right. Why are we preaching to each other?
You preach it to the saved.
Yeah.
What's the point in that?
And he said that. He said, I didn't come for the ones that was
right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I didn't come for
the ones that are sick.
Yeah.
We right across the street from Lord.
Wow, yeah.
And we have church outside.
Yes.
And you know, we had church outside. A few of them came over.
Wow.
But when they start putting the word on, baby, they got to...
They ready to change.
I mean,
it.
It's the conviction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. We sow the seed.
That's right.
That's all it takes is for you to sow that
seed.
They might not get it today.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get it.
That's right.
You know
somebody
saying?
Else will come
yeah.
along and water
right.
that thing, and
exactly.
yeah, somebody will see the increase. But as long as it's done, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's
you
all.
Sow the seed.
That's right. That's right.
But you know, you can't stay in these buildings. We so caught up in these pretty buildings.
That's right.
That's to me. That's a sin too.
I hear you.
It really is when
you
are. Caught up in buildings, and I have a mega church, and I'm not putting anybody's church
that's
down.
Right.
Lord
Amen.
Knows I'm not saying that.
Amen.
But I'm just saying we need to come out of these buildings.
That's right. We do.
The TV thing is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if these people not saved, you think, you know, they're going to be trying to watch you on Sunday?
Yeah.
No, we need to get out in our
that's
communities
right.
and start
hands
spreading
on.
The word. Like Jesus did.
That's
he
right.
wasn't too good. Like you said, he hung out with
that's
everybody.
That's right. He sure was. He sure
everybody.
Did.
He never turned anybody away, and I'm too good. I'm Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
that's
how
right.
dare we?
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And
a
much
I'm a little off
time.
Subject, but that hit me, though. That,
yes,
you know,
yes.
We need to get out and spread his word, because guess what? All these things that, and I think it comes a lot of, too, we know we're not doing right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that conviction keeps you from telling somebody
ooh.
Else because you know you ain't doing what you're supposed to.
Ooh, that's another show. You
that's
know
another
that's
show.
Another.
All right now.
Ooh, my Lord. That's good. That's good.
But that's what
but
it
that's
is.
That's the truth.
And that's
that is
what
the truth.
Is.
And really, it's a trick of the enemy because the thing about it, if we would just go forth anyway, I noticed that even, I'm speaking for my life.
Right.
I know I'm doing things wrong. I know that I'm not doing what God wants me to do.
Right.
And everybody know I've lost my daughter here the last month or so.
Yeah.
But when I begin to just say, okay, God, I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
When I begin to do that, and when I begin to just pray more
mm-hmm.
and just operate and walk, you know,
mm-hmm.
in what he's calling me to do,
mm-hmm.
I can see things constantly
mm-hmm.
fall off.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
just fall off. You
yeah.
just got to go.
Right.
You just got to do it.
That
you know
is
what
my
I'm
word.
Saying?
Just go.
Yeah, just go.
And it's just about being obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep preaching.
Come on, speak it.
I keep speaking that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just about being obedient. And
being
I'm
going
to tell you, when you
that
know, I was going when I was about 3 years ago. You know, I was going to church or whatever, singing,
mm-hmm.
doing everything. But I kind of was half there and half not.
Yeah, yeah.
And so somebody said something pissed me off.
Wow.
Guess what? I stopped going.
Oh,
not just
man.
To that church.
Yeah. Period.
Because I'm like, guess what? I got this good job. I'm being blessed anyway. I got this good car. I, you know. Oh, baby, yes. I got real, real into self and flesh.
Yeah.
So God gonna bless me anyway and blah, 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 blah. Guess what? When it took a second for my life to change.
Tell your testimony. Please tell it.
When I tell you I thought I had, not had it going on, but I was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go to church because I don't have to deal with these
yeah.
folks. I don't
yeah.
have to deal with, none of that. I ain't got to pay them my money that they putting in their pocket. All that old crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But baby, one day.
I'm
on my, you know, $50,000 a year job thinking I was, you know,
yeah,
good.
Doing,
I'm by
yeah.
myself, so that was good money, you know.
Yeah.
Baby, turn that corner and blam, right on my face.
Oh, Lord.
Broke this arm, sprained this ankle. Almost broke this ankle.
Oh,
busted
my
knee up. And guess who the first person I called?
Like we do. Like we
the
do.
The first person I called.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. What am I going to do now? Lord. I can't drive. I can't walk. I can't do nothing.
Oh,
it broke
my
dominant hand.
Don't dare to sit down. Keep it right in line on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
All right, y'all. It's time for us to go. Ah, man. I know. But hey, pray this prayer. if you would like to be saved, say, Lord, come into my heart. I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for me. And I believe that you rose on the third day. Forgive me for my sins. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, stay encouraged. You have been listening to the Tony Burns Gospel Show.